I welcome to the closing. That's not a closing anymore, but an infrastructure review. There's going to be some winter galactic statistics by the many PLs and organizers of this fantastical event. Herk.
Yeah. So, as we're used to for an infrastructure review, the slides are not ready yet, and I found a typo. I have not fixed it, so we'll see how long we take. I'll try to be short. Last year was kind of a fight to get statistics. This year we have more, so we'll see. Red Thread. Hamba, has someone organized yet? I don't think the slides have one, so I tried, I think I failed. So we'll just start with VOC, because Alphabet. No, that also does not work. That's not the red thread. But anyways, the VOC has recorded talks. Including this one, it will be 14. They should all be released today, unless we fuck something up. 9 of them have been translated into English by C3 Lingo. We've lost the break music once, so we currently don't have any. Well, at least only in testing, and we don't know what's going on. And we also had to repair two talks. Could have been a lot worse, because we were told that transport would arrive on Wednesday at 8. Should have arrived. In actuality, they arrived Thursday 10:28. So you might wonder how does that happen? Well, you call them on the day after they should have arrived. And you arrive at the night shift, and the night shift says, well, it didn't work for some reason. No, we can't reach that person because they're already gone home. So we don't know. Next day, 7 a.m., want to be sure, 23 hours after it should have arrived, we call them again. Nobody picks up because there's a night shift, but there's no morning shift, apparently. Then sometime at 10, someone called me from the transporter and asked, well, did it already arrive? And oh, I know, they just said shit. So I tried helping them, giving them a phone number of a sub company that they didn't have themselves, but they didn't find it. So, but in the end, well. Same as last year, we should have had a motto. We have tried coming up with one. We had no good ideas. So, now for the infrastructure review, finally we do have a motto, which is just in time, which is maybe the red thread of the whole event. So everything just in time, work, everything, construction, GEMA, and so on. We'll start with badges. We printed them 3 hours after the opening. That wasn't planned, but sadly, I do have some expectation of quality regarding the badges and the names on the badges. And I don't like to have them handwritten because nobody can read them, at least not if I write them. But we couldn't do that earlier because on the tickets, nicks are often entered very late. And then the printer does things like that. And then things are difficult. And then if you want to have 13 by 18 millimeter badges, which is an uncommon format, that doesn't help either. So overall, I don't know how much time that ate to generate and print the badges. And hence, we only had them after the opening. But printing is a good topic, because we also printed lots of signs. And there you see the typo. So, last data point of statistics that I copied yesterday, no, today at noon. Printing is still done via NetCap, and ideally we tested that. Last print job is, we still need them for the end of the event. Is there anyone here who can do that, please? Other numbers already out of date, whatever. But we did all the signs in a wonderful design that's definitely not in these slides. So we're not currently satisfying the CI. Sorry about that. Happens. Maybe from last year you remember this picture. That was the state of the lecture hall last year on day zero at 8 p.m. There were still some cleanup to do, but as you might have noticed, it is no longer a construction site around here. We thought, well, I arrived on day minus one and was greeted with construction workers, and I was a bit annoyed. Especially since we knew that construction workers would arrive immediately after teardown, because there's still construction work going on right next to the lecture hall. So we also have to prepare for that, because the stuff that's currently still in there has to be moved somewhere. So yay, I am looking forward to that. But at least we still have less construction site and we have more electricity. Cool concept, should work. We have used electricity at most 2 kilowatt hours. In total, 2 kilowatt hours. We used 2 kilowatt hours in gas and also 2 liters of water. And that's not even a worse statistic than last year, because last year we had negative numbers, if you remember that. But still, the data's missing. We will maybe add them later, but actually nobody measured those. So there's no data, with one exception, which is the lounge. 5 times the FIE broke, and was always the same one. We had a lot of decibels. I wanted to ask how many, but I forgot. Because after the lounge, nobody arrived for breakfast, but fortunately, breakfast is eternal. We used 1.3 kilograms of garlic. Hooray. I hope they weren't in the 420 waffles we made. I would find that weird, but tastes differ, so maybe they were in there, who knows. People also realized that you can use a waffle iron for things that are not waffles. So some waffles had sandwich fillings. They were very tasty. Oh no, I sorted the slides wrong. Okay, well, we'll do the bar first. The bar had 72 grams of caffeine. Well, that's without the coffee, because nobody measured the coffee, so we don't want to know what the unreported figure is. Oh, someone's raising their hand. I didn't calculate that. The question was, how much is that per person in terms of the lethal dose? And the answer is probably not very much, because the lethal dose of caffeine is very high. So if you drink a lot of mate, you will first die of sugar and then of water. But don't take my word for it. I think I heard that 10 years ago under the influence of a lot of chunk. We emptied 24 bottles of rum. Next year, we will have more ingredients for chunks, I promise. Well, Martin promises. And maybe then there will be chunk on Saturday evening, or even Friday. We also have 3 crates of apple juice. According to last year, we need a lot of apple juice on this event, but according to this year, we did something wrong. So I don't know. Hence, back to breakfast. I was told I should show this wonderful graphic, which represents the desired change in quantity of garlic, which I think it was to upwards is change of garlic amount, and but I'm not sure.
Okay,
so x-axis is garlic, and y-axis is number of people, I think. We had the wonderful plague bank. Spoiler, their CI does not fit our CI very well, and here it is mixed, so you will just have to live with that. We had Nutella again. We always have that. Sometimes it even works. I think this time it half worked. However, we had an increase of 575 bucks, that is our currency, which we are very proud of, and that is now also on the C3
wallet.
So in the wallet there's a bug, and whatever we did last year doesn't work anymore, so I don't know. I still have a patch. It wasn't upstreamed for reasons of time. Should be fixed. TM. Was a little too just in time. And yeah. It was a lot.
The Chaos Quest was also there. The Pest Bank was more of an our invention, and 8 letters couldn't be delivered, which is also 96 letters less that we can send to XM. But we can't just send messages via mail, but also via the internet. So you might remember the question from last year, how is the state of the network? And we lasted the NOC last year, and we also asked it this year. And last year, the question, the answer was, there was no nets. And this year, on D0, there was a little bit of network, the NOC set. So it turns out the new patch cables were only capable of 100 Mbit and not 10 gigabits, so roughly the same. So until day one, the internet was quite slow. Yeah, so quite fast internet. It's almost broadband, I think, officially. So it's like government network. That's already measured in Mbit, I think. So the public, the audience says that the government has already measured in Mbits. So we already also had a migration from legacy IP to IPv6, which then turned out to be a migration to no internet. Why exactly, we don't know. So it might be some internal addresses that are nutted correctly. But we counted Wi-Fi clients again, but we ignored the X-exit, which LibreOffice outputted. So we had Wi-Fi clients. Oh. Was nobody at the GPN infrastructure review? So there you should have learned that you should respond with O and R to every chart. Please only scream in pain on the last slide. Okay, maybe on the next slide as well. There's a to-do again. So we had a terabyte of traffic downlinked, and did we have the characters wrong? Yeah, and we sent out 500 gigabyte. We had 60 decks registered.
This is timing.
And my phone rings. I take the ringing deck as a sign that I should mute it, probably. But there are enough people here already, so everyone's probably already here, so it's fine. Someone had to just leave, so maybe not even. We had 6 collisions when entering the phone numbers, because nobody considered that the pre-ticks could handle the unique numbers. We had 66 calls to the time announcement, and 20 faxes were sent. And we don't know how many voice calls were made. That's the statistic is still from last year. We don't know. It's the review is just a copy from last year. We also had Pixel Flute. That should be around about 30 terabytes. I asked the person who I assumed had produced the most traffic, and I just multiplied it by 3. We noticed that Pixel Flute was still possible via Wi-Fi, but so we tried. So it turns out. So Nock just complained that we tried to firewall it 3 times, and someone asked if DNS was maybe the problem. So last year we had a great transition from firewall to access control. We have a bit more data from here. 76% der Mitglieder haben eine Schicht gemacht.
41% der Teilnehmer waren im Wichtelsystem registriert. So 41% of the participants were in the Wichtelsystem. There were 663 hours worked, and there's about 50 hours more that they are planned. There were 69 pieces of goodies for the Wichtel that were lasered, and there's 33 that already went out. There's still quite a few here, and the current score is 8 hours. So alt sind die Daten in den Folien noch gar nicht. This data isn't that old yet. How can it already be too old and out of date? So yeah, it's now at 6 hours. It's just a typo. That's how it is. There's someone in the off who's raising their hand. Windfish is asking how you can find out if you have enough hours. The answer is, you probably have enough because you're marked as force active. That's in the Wichtel system, in your own shift list, and there's a goodie score at the bottom, and there's a number. And that number is correct. Yeah, you just have to go to Fnallpool, and thank you for the full information. So yeah, it's heaven, whatever. It's heaven now. Just so you know. The goodie high score is at 43 hours. Well, that's Orga, organization. It's only that low because I stopped entering hours at some point yesterday. The goodie high score for non-Orga is 26 hours. Do you not have any hobbies? In the spontaneous Fnallpool workshop for building your own badge, Violet was the most popular choice. There was a little bit of some disagreements about the name of the color, as you can see here. There was at least one Wichtel who worked but wasn't in the Wichtel system. Well, respect, but that's going to be difficult for the goodies. Okay, so that statistic also seems to be wrong. There were 2 people. I can live with this. That is the correct direction of wrong statistics. It's actually better than it's in the presentation. So the shortest time from clicking a ticket and then scanning it was 23 seconds. So a speaker apparently forgot to click the ticket, and Lost and Found is apparently at the Fnallpool, or Heaven. It's now Heaven. We just changed it. We have to stay consistent. If we can't do it correct at the first time. And that's how we get to content. We had 11 versions of the program. 1.0 was planned for Monday. Three of those were for renaming the infrastructure review from closing to infrastructure review, and I did this, and as it turns out, I don't have any clue about pre-talks, and I do have too many permissions, and so that's why I did it. We had 19 talks, so that's about About 14 hours of pure talk time. We had 19 workshops. We had 8 art things. We also had quite a few that weren't in the pre-talks that happened as an SOS and then happened. Do more next time. Very cool. We had at least one very over-engineered tomato sauce workshop with mathematical results. I still want to see the results. I really want to see the results. I wasn't at the workshop. Okay, so in the pre-talks there are also the results. That's great. So the results are freely available in the pre-talks. So just look into the pre-talks before we turn it off. No, we won't do this. We have new IT infrastructure. So yeah, whatever. We do not talk about the IT infrastructure. And we had zero people who got lost at Jetlag Hide and Seek. We had zero people who heard at Shibaro and Pole Dance. We had at least 42 people who at the Lightning Talks, Lightning Rants, and for the printer, the solution is still Netcat. Whatever, different topic. There were at least 10 people who were confused with which Leah they talked, because there's at least two in the orga, and the nicknames are also very close to one another. Whatever, different topic. We also had 10 meters of structural gaffer tape for the Molton in this room. You may also see some of that still before, that was on here before in this room. We tried it 8 times. As you might have noticed before, we have heralds. On the first herald meeting, there were zero. We still only had one talk without a herald. So yeah, the GBA talk. We had hacker tours, theoretically, because of three, only one actually happened. That was also moved because of pretext and... let's just say this was all built very deadline-oriented. So we noticed on day one that it was also completely misconfigured. So yeah, we could have had three, but only one actually happened. Was forgotten to, and 2 or 3 failed because of the public transport strike.
Yeah.
That's sad. Well, we'll try better next time. Whatever. InfoBeamer. We had 8 InfoBeamers until they ran into the rate limit and couldn't show any images anymore within 2 days. The monitoring messages by InfoBeamer were 6,420. Those are only those that I've seen since I've been in the monitoring channel, so the actual number is probably much larger, because there's have also been a lot of messages during build-up. The log had 3 pallets from the university. We needed about 0.125. The rest is still in storage and is just collecting dust. We also required 3.5 drives and 1 drive for trash. We got rid of that spontaneously. I do not know why there's an umlaut in there. I do not even have a German keyboard on my laptop. Whatever. We got elf couches. And now the final infrastructure review entry. 5 minutes before the infrastructure review, that was 55 minutes after the deadline that I've communicated. Well, whatever. That was the lock, so that's why that's also at the end. The presentation was done-ish, you did find the typos at 14:58. In sum, everything only thanks to you. So without you, this wouldn't have been possible. I would give you applause, but would sound really sad if I was the only one doing it. Exactly. We are really happy to see you. Well, it's so nice to have a chaos event directly next to my house. That's premium. And you also really wanted to be here. Oh. You do remember. Your short-term memory isn't completely destroyed. You did have a little bit of sleep. The image of the pretext server, this time in dark mode as well, and not the light mode that was posted on the Bits and Bugs Mastodon account. With RAM, we could have used more, but thank you for the organizational team. Please do move towards the stage. There were a lot this year. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. So, I think there's about 15 people missing, so about half. I don't know if I miscounted or if the numbers that I used are wrong, but thank you for making this possible. Without you, this wouldn't be possible. The most important thing at the end, this is the Orga cat. Very, very cute. I hope I used the correct image. Or maybe it's the one from last year. I do not know. Okay, so it's one from this year. Wonderful. So this is our Orga cat, who isn't here, sadly, because it's he lives somewhere else. But yeah, the event still goes on. You are not allowed to leave yet. If you need to actually know to get a train, then do go, but please stay as long as you can. And as long as you can is until 18 at 6 p.m. And after that, you can still do teardown. You can also do this. We do still have a good amount of storage and stuff we need to put into storage. So if you do leave, please do already put all the chairs into stacks of seven. And so, so long, and thanks for all the matter until next year, or another chaos event. We are going to see each other often enough, and it can still be a lot more as well. I'm going to miss you.